It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
We soap things with soap and spice things with spice, so it seems like it should be possible to marinate things in a marinade.
That's what they say. Anne Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan, specializing in linguistics. Good morning to you, Anne.
Good morning, Rena.
We are a nation of foodies now, which means we can be snobs about things like marinade and marinade, right?
We sure can be if we want to be. People seem to be concerned about the difference between, or perhaps confusion between, marinade as a noun and marinate as a verb. And when this was first raised for us by a listener, I thought, well, this must just be people recently confusing the two. So I went and did a little research. Well, it turns out that this is not new. As I often say on here,
nothing is new.
Very few things are new. We may think they're new, but often they're not. The word marinade as a noun goes back to 1725 when we borrowed it in from French. Right around the same time, so this is 1725, 1727, marinade also shows up as a verb in English. In other words, this isn't new. And the Oxford English Dictionary proposes two possibilities. One is that English speakers took the noun and just turned it into a verb, which we do
Those
all the
wacky
time.
Wacky English people.
Exactly, but we like to do that. The other is that marinade as a verb was a variant of marinate. Mm-hmm. Now, the verb marinate had been borrowed into English from Italian 1645. So it was already available in the language. When marinate came into the language, it was a transitive verb. In other words, it had to have an object. So you marinated things in vinegar, oil, whatever you were marinating them in. Starting in the mid-20th century, we started to be able to use the verb intransitively. In other words, things could just marinate.
Interesting. But we can also stew, can't we?
We can. As I was thinking about this verb, I was thinking that I hear it used at the university about ideas. So I'm going to let this idea marinate overnight. I'm going to let it, I hope, get better if it just stews. And this had me thinking about this bigger metaphorical system we have where we talk about ideas as food. So I find that idea hard to swallow. I'm going to chew on that. Or that idea is half-baked.
Or maybe we're just regurgitating ideas.
That's right. And I will hear that from students about exams that they don't like, that they just regurgitated. And that's that metaphor where learning is like eating.
So maybe they weren't so starved for knowledge after all.
I always hope they're hungry for knowledge.
Very interesting, Anne. Thanks.
Thanks, Rena.